They say every song has a story, but we don't get to hear these stories so much anymore. In a world without album linear notes, we're missing something magical. You can get that magic back if you subscribe to Broken Record, a new podcast collaboration between producer Rick Rubin, best-selling author Malcolm Gladwell, and former New York Times editor Bruce Headlam, a new podcast collaboration from the team behind Revisionist History. It's a different musical for conversation every week, with performances too. The first season of Broken Record is out now, featuring producer Rick Rubin talks with Malcolm Gladwell about his long career as a musical pathbreaker, from everyone from Run DMC to Johnny Cash. Subscribe now by searching for Broken Record in your favorite podcast app, and don't miss any of these engrossing conversations and performances, with three new seasons coming up in 2019. That's Broken Record, from Rick Rubin, Bruce Headlam, and Malcolm Gladwell. Good evening, everybody. This is your host, the Teller of All Tales. Before we begin, I would like to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday. Tonight, we have a special story for you. Given the time of year, I thought it would be much appropriate to tell you a tale from a time of the past. So sit back and relax and enjoy. A Christmas Ghost Story. I have to admit, I'm not a fan of Christmas, not due to any Scrooge-like tendencies or anything, but because of what I saw when I was 7. I was very excited to see what I was going to get on Christmas Day. So I crept down the stairs at 2 or so in the morning. The grandmother clock in the hallway was slowly ticking. I remember it only too well. I found myself shaking as I turned the living room doorknob. Was I that excited? Why did the metal feel so cold? So as not to wake my parents, I slowly pushed the door open. It would squeak if you did it too fast, and crept into the living room. It was dark and cold. I mean, so cold, I could make out my breath and what little light that was there. Was the heating broken? The switch to the dimmer lights was next to the door. I turned it on and slowly turned the dial. In the diminishing gloom, I could make out the armchairs and the Christmas tree, beneath which I could already glimpse the presents. And the leering, skinless face that was now just an inch away from me. Its pupil-less eyes seemed to stare straight through me as its stench hit my nostrils, like rotting meat burnt in the ozone. The thing reared back, its lipless face falling back behind the ragged hood it wore. It turned away and lurched and limped toward the tree. I could see more of it now. It was stooped and withered, emancipated and cadaverous, draped with the rotting rags of what I guess was once been a robe. The thing seemed mesmerized by the tree, its head swiveling eerily from side to side as it contemplated what was before it. Then it turned and looked directly at me, lifting a long, bony finger up to its face where its lips may once have been. My mouth was agape. I was rooted to the spot. I tried to scream, but no noise came out. Finally, I managed to slowly retreat from the living room, turning off the light as I went. I closed the door quietly and crept up the stairs, too petrified to do anything else. I ran to my room and hid under the covers. Only then did I manage to finally, silently sob with fear. The next morning, I put on a brave face and pretended to be as excited as I unwrapped my presents with everyone else. My mom must have known there was something wrong, as she asked if I was okay. I lied and said I was just as tired and I just couldn't sleep the night before, as you do when you're 7 and it's Christmas Eve. She hesitated for a moment, but brushed it off as we picked up all the torn wrapping paper left behind, but all I could think about was that thing I saw the night before. I barely played with my new toys. I just kept seeing its face every time I closed my eyes. As the years have drawn on, I've pondered this in some detail. We've forgotten what Christmas really is. It is how we used to survive the darkest, grimmest time of the year. That's what all the tinsel and merrymaking and Santa Claus all stems from. That need to shut out the darkness and the howling blizzard outside. Yet I think there is something else too. All that crap about Christmas being magical is true. We dress it up with elves and reindeer with red noses, but it's more than that. There's a reason why we used to tell ghost stories at Christmas, till Halloween took over. It is the one point of the year where the boundaries between this world and others are at their thinnest. No wonder they have a festival and a nativity this time of year. Consciously or not, we're warding off the horror that sleeps into our world during Yuletide. Maybe all the rituals, tacky though they are these days, a piece of things that wait and ward them off for another year. What's a Christmas tree but an old pagan totem decorated in candles? A ward or an appeasement? These days I just blot it out of my mind and pretend I'm Buddhist or something. But there's one last thing I will never forget. All those years ago, the next night, the scrawled note I found under my pillow, it said just one word. Shh.